For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, Utah fans. Another episode of the Utah Football Fans Podcast. You want to do my job?
No.
I'm Bryn with James.
Oh, she mixed it up. Usually it's James, Gary, then James.
Gary. Yeah, you got to mix things up a little bit.
Wow. Wow.
Please like, subscribe, share, leave us a comment. I do have to report that, unfortunately, nobody won our contest last week.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was even close. So we're going to extend it.
No,
we're going to roll it over to this last game. Colorado, leave your score prediction. Anyone who gets it will get the prize pack.
76. And we're adding, aren't we adding something?
Well, yeah, maybe we'll throw in another t-shirt or something
like
that.
It's like a lottery.
It building up. It builds.
Because no one was even close.
Not even close, man.
We wanna,
and we're not giving any Oregon fans. I'm just telling you.
No.
I mean, if they want to wear it.
That's true.
That's true. But no one, even the Oregon fan, no one was close.
Okay.
We do want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics, and he is still giving us this promotion. So
call him.
If you call him, schedule a consult with him and mention the podcast, Utah Football Fans Podcast, and then you end up doing a treatment with him, he's going to give you $500 off. And they specialize in braces and clear aligners, adults and children. ThomasOrtho.com. I mean, $500. You can use that money for Christmas.
Well, and having a good orthodontist, it's worth it. Good dentist, orthodontist. Yeah. It is worth it. So I've known him for a long time. Great guy. So give him a call.
Give him a call. Him schedule that consult. Mention the podcast. One shout out. We forgot last week to Ben Lubers.
Ben.
Who sat next to Gary at the Stanford game.
It's the greatest game he's ever been to, sitting next to me.
He said he learned so much, and
coach is right behind us, so I'm sure he learned.
Hold that block.
We forgot the shout-out last week, so we want to make sure we got that in. Okay, let's talk about the game.
Well, let's talk about football.
Let me say, football. You know what?
Football.
The sun came up.
It did.
Kind of. It was.
And we're still alive?
Overcast.
Can you believe
it? Not according to the Facebook group.
Overcast. I mean, hey, life goes on.
Seriously.
Here we are.
I mean, what the?
I'm still breathing.
See, we're still smiling. We know there's interest out there, so here we are, and we're gonna break it all down.
You're hovering over your keyboards in anticipation of our depression.
What are they going to say?
Hey.
But I got news for you. It's
quarter way through.
Hey.
One-third way through. But James,
you suck. Guess what? My hunch was right. You can't come at me.
Well, you didn't.
Okay, stop right here. First of all, before we get to the game, the Oregon game.
What's wrong with my microphone?
You got some issues over there.
Quit messing around with it before it falls off.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. I hit the wrong button.
What were you going for?
That one.
That's not.
Oh, I have water in my mouth.
We're
almost
such children.
Spit okay. out everywhere.
Okay, so let's go here. Believe it or not, and I'm still not convinced that Utah is still mathematically alive.
It's being reported all over the place, and you're not believing it.
Does anyone?
Explain it.
I know the scenario.
Simple. It's very simple.
Say it, but
It's simple, but all four things have to happen.
And you know what?
Let's say the four things.
Three, but one happens.
Okay, that's what I think. Here's what has to happen. We have to beat Colorado. That's one.
Check.
It's done.
Washington has to beat Washington State.
Check.
That's two. Oregon State has to beat Oregon. That's three.
And then
UCLA has to beat Cal. That's four.
They will.
All four. No, here's my prediction.
You think that Cal's
three are going to happen, and then Cal will beat UCLA and will screw us completely.
All the more reason to hate DTR.
No, honestly, it, oh, wait a minute. It's I don't know.
That's legit.
Those are the four games,
but all four have to happen.
All four have to happen,
and then suddenly we're in the championship, which is just so freaky.
I don't know how it works. Don't come at us asking for explanation. I'm just reporting what has been reported.
And this isn't from Utah.
This is not
reporters.
This is from. Yeah,
Pac-12.
This has been the Pac-12.
I think an Oregon reporter.
An Oregon guy, mm-hmm. Josh Newman of the Tribune reported it. So that is the scenario. So those four things have to happen. And again, I'm looking at it going, I can almost guarantee three of the four. That Oregon-Oregon State game, I'm telling you what. Oregon.
If Oregon wins, they're
and
in.
And it's at Oregon State. And if Oregon wins, they're in.
Even right. if Oregon loses, though, if Washington State wins and right. Oregon's
in, it's get like it. There's all so, those things have to work.
But if all four that we just said happens, Utah's in.
So you're saying there's a chance.
It's so,
in the words of Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You know, it's.
Keep hope alive,
do,
baby.
Do
I have
what
faith.
You will with that information.
Faith, hope, and charity so, right here.
Don't give away your hotel rooms if you've booked them already, because who knows?
Who knows? But it's, I mean.
And even our Oregon people, you have, you know, there's, it's not a guarantee.
No, that Beaver team is legit. They're ranked in the top 25 oh, yeah. again.
Well, it's in Corvallis.
It's in Corvallis.
And Bo.
Who knows?
Who knows? The, yeah, I mean.
Okay, we'll get on it. Okay, well, let's, yeah. no, before we go to the Oregon game and our thoughts on that, we're going to do different. Usually, well, we have the Jackass Award and typically. It's at the very end of the podcast.
That's how we close the show.
But
that's our hook. That's how we get people to stick around.
But now we're going early on the Jackass. We have to go early on the Jackass because it fits right here. The Big Jack, Little Jack, Mini Jack, all go to. Go for it, James.
Well, it's Rod Gilmore.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I don't understand how the man has a job still.
I don't either.
The joke is. He gets put on the late night games, and that's the only reason he still has a job, because the ESPN executives aren't up late enough to hear this guy.
They have no idea what he even says.
It is
nobody
unbearable.
You can't comprehend anything he says.
No. It's just, it's incredible. And
it is unbearable.
I think he's won the Jackass before.
I don't think this year, but in years past.
I think that he might surpass Gordon Monson for the King the King Jackass.
King Jack.
The record number.
He's on his way because I'm sitting there watching.
It's Gordon Monson and the Pac-12 refs. Those are the ones that are up
Rod
there the most.
Gilmore's
so Rod
a
Gilmore
a
might
third.
Be.
It's every week. It doesn't matter if it's a Utah game. No. It's just I'm sitting there listening to him going, how does this man have a career?
Now, our listeners, I know even if you're an Oregon fan.
Oregon fans will agree.
You
I saw
have
him on
to
Twitter.
Agree with us that Rod Gilmore is the worst.
He's the worst.
Now, his man crush for Bo Nix.
He had a hard on for Nix the whole freaking game.
Okay, that one you can beef.
Jeez.
I mean,
fine. He was cheering for your guy, but it was ridiculous.
Could he have his Heisman moment here? And then he throws an interception.
He's nailed to the grass because he can't move, and he's going to get.
And he's just, it was just incredible. And again.
Hey, I mean.
He's unbearable. He gets it.
He's unbearable.
I wanted
you
to.
You all agree.
Let's, all agree. And I think everyone
one
else.
One thing we can all agree on. Everyone in the Pac-12.
Everyone.
You
have to agree with
we
us.
We can all agree upon.
Mountain West, Pac-12, SEC. We can all
Rod
agree.
Rod Gilmore. You see, he's the guy you just going to go, oh man. When, mute it.
When the schedule comes out and you go, okay, what time is our 8:30 kick? Oh, F, it's the Rod Gilmore pot. Or.
Hour,
and you just go. The guy with him, he doesn't know what's happening either. Okay,
all right, let's get to the game. bummer.
I don't know what
didn't
you
see that coming. I'll just give you a couple of preliminaries. You tell, and then fit in there. Okay, Bo Nix played.
I expected it.
Okay, I expected him to play.
I did too. Even with all the rumors and all the deflection and everything.
And props to what he did. But props to the
game plan.
Offensive game plan. It was quick throws. He didn't have to run and whatever. I mean, so be it. But they only scored only. They scored 20 points and only three in the second half. Second half. So in my view, and we can maybe hit some of these numbers, but just in summary, I feel like our D played good ball because
defense
we had
great.
Three turnovers and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. We held them for under 100 yards, whatever it was, in rushing.
Yeah.
Now, that had to do because Knicks couldn't run.
Right, but
that's,
still.
That's, but still, props for their passing game. But even their passing game, they threw for 287, which I think is a little too much. So props, because Knicks was throwing these quick throws mostly. But nevertheless, they only gained, for the entire game, 346 yards.
Right, the defense was
the defense
not
the
problem.
Was it. Defense if you would, played great. I'll say it this way. For me, is if you were to say that we could hold Oregon to 20 points, to 346 total yards, 59 yards rushing.
I would have taken that.
Three turnovers.
All day, every day.
And a touchdown off of a turnover, I would have gone, blew them out.
We blew them out by 20.
Okay, that's what I would say. So now I go to the offensive side, and for whatever reason, and I give some credit, and props to Oregon defense. They made some plays. Some
every time
chip
that we
balls.
Every time we got a turnover over off of them, they would get it right back for their offense.
Back. But having said that, our guys didn't play. And you know what? Cam had a bad game, and I've listened to him talk, and I've heard others, and it's reality. He had a bad game.
Probably his worst game.
I know
he's
that
ever
we
had.
Rushed the ball. For 100, or let's see, what did we rush the ball for? 156 yards.
It felt like half of that.
The thing is, it was just jointed with the flow of the game. We may have got that many yards. It just didn't have, to me, the effect. All I'm saying is, offensively, three picks. It killed us. He turfed one almost. We needed that fourth down to Kincaid. So, to me, this loss comes on the offense. Mm-hmm. It was ugly. It's just the bottom line. Now, am I going to rip into him and whatever? No. Had a bad game. Props, again, I say it, to Oregon for making some plays. But honestly, our offense was off, man.
Yeah. You could see it just felt like the energy level for the Oregon. It just meant so much. I mean, I looked at Sewell, and he that guy was all over the place. And I'm thinking about it, and it's like, okay, this guy got blown out twice by us. This is huge. Now, our defense played great. Clark Phillips is a first-round draft pick. The second-half adjustments, we held him to 3 points the entire second half.
Yeah.
The offense, you're exactly right. I don't care what they say. Cam is not 100%. There's just absolutely no way. His running is not there. His accuracy is not there. I don't know what's going on. He's not 100%. So, yeah, it comes down to the offense. But then, and I have harped on this all season long, our special teams, our kicking game is an absolute embarrassment. Okay? There was a missed 38-yard field goal attempt. Missed it completely. I mean, it wasn't even that close. Which then led to decisions later in the game that could have been, we take these 3 points, but instead we go for it on fourth down. There was at least one opportunity. Now,
I heard Witt, though. Did you listen to him?
Yeah, I listened to him.
I don't know if... I think he would have gone for him anyway. Listening to him felt like...
Maybe.
Analytic.
No, see, I am the opposite. I think listening to him, it made it seem like he had no confidence in the kicker, so that's why they went
It would have been like a 45-yard field goal. You kick that, and obviously, you can't just say that's an additional 3 points, we win. The flow of the game's different, but we got no points out of those drives. So those things, self-inflicted... We would get a nice turnover, give it right back to them. But I'm with you. Oregon's defensive game plan was great. I thought that they played really well. It was not, I mean, it was painful. Don't get me wrong. It was a painful game.
Yeah, disappointing
but
as crap.
I'm disappointed, but look.
Didn't happen. I
props to Oregon.
Here's what I want to say about Cam. Because I don't feel like it's being talked about at all. Think back on Cam's history with Utah. His very first game that he plays for the Utes. He comes in, he's seriously injured. He's out for an entire year. Seriously injured shoulder. It takes him out for a whole year of football. He comes in, you know, all the quarterback, whatever, last year, he comes in couple games in, takes us to a championship game and to the Rose Bowl. Awesome season. He plays with his heart and soul. He gets, again, seriously injured in the Rose Bowl. And I feel like that injury is never really brought up because it happened fourth quarter, end of the Rose Bowl, and then it was the offseason. So we never really got a lot of info about what it was. I think it was a serious concussion, possibly head neck injury, but we never really got a lot of info about it. Why are you looking at me like that? My point
speed
is...
Speed it up. Speed it up.
No.
My point is, okay, serious injury first year, serious injury second year. He comes in this year, plays heart and soul against USC, seriously injured again. That's three serious injuries, and I'm not, I don't think he's 100% physically. I feel like there's some kind of mental block going on, that he's not playing with the confidence that we saw last season. He's not, the accuracy's off. All those picks, he's throwing low. I don't know. I feel like there's something going on, and I attribute it back to he's been seriously injured all 3 years that he's played for us, and I feel like it's messing with his head a little bit. It's just a theory. I have no, like, this is just
Dr.
Cam,
Whitchurch,
according to Bryn.
Dr. Whitchurch.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's fair.
You
want to
dispute me?
Well, yeah.
Why? You can't say that he looks the same this year as he did last year.
I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I don't know anything about that concussion. Had nothing to do with anything. For me, I feel like it's his knee injury.
It's his knee injury for me this year.
What happened 4 games ago.
He can't run. He can't lean into a throw. He's not as confident. It's just he doesn't look the same.
But I'm saying when you compound injury after injury after injury, I feel
like
it's...
And maybe it is a mental... And maybe
that's what
I'm
saying. I feel like it's a mental block going on.
And maybe it is. Now, I in a selfish way, I'll say I genuinely think he needs to come back for one more year. You know, he's debating that NFL prospect thing. I think he's... could be a great quarterback, but I think he needs one more year. That's off topic. That's just a whole nother thing. So
I'm just saying is we're going to, when the season's over, I think we're going to find out there's more to his knee injury.
Absolutely.
And that's the effect of why he's not running and some of his throws are off and because he's limited.
Yeah.
Now, like Witt said at the press conference on Monday, is if you're on the field playing, you play.
There's
no excuses. He said that about Knicks.
Absolutely.
And so Cam played. Maybe there's nothing wrong, but it feels like it is because it doesn't look like the Cam that we had during the USC game.
Yeah.
And ever since then, of course, he didn't play immediately after, but you could tell he wasn't there with his injury, and to me, it's never come back. That was a big factor.
And anyway. Yes, we need a freaking kicker.
Get a damn kicker.
Get a kicker.
There's got to be somebody that plays on the men's soccer team that can kick a ball.
Get a kicker.
50 yards.
It's hurt us multiple games this year. Get a kicker.
It for all intents and purposes, cost us at least a closer game than this mm-hmm. game. I mean, it's bad.
But, you know, our running game, if you look at, it's interesting enough, though, is Cam Rising gained 43 yards rushing. But it still wasn't the same guy.
It's just not the same.
Thomas only gained 55 yards.
He didn't look right this game.
He averaged 3 yards a carry.
That's not great.
It wasn't there, man. It was just the offense is just one of those days. It felt to me they were off.
Yep. Offense, it was off.
Yeah.
And defense looks great. If you're off against a good team, this is what happens.
They'll bury you.
We only scored 10 points.
Yeah, because we had the scoop
and
score.
10 points.
We were gifted
defense.
A scoop and score.
So, congrats.
Yeah,
it's aggravating. I wanted to make it 3 in a row. And the opportunity was there, and we didn't seize it.
I mean, we were in the red zone, what, three times and came away with 3 points? Something like that.
Yeah.
At one point. So, yeah, it was there. Didn't happen. Smile. And there's some things to cheer for still.
Still some stuff to happen. We'll see what happens. We'll see. So, there you go. Do you have a rant? Is it?
Oh, sure.
Was that not it?
No. That wasn't a rant. That's my observations.
Anything else?
Any other observations? Aren't your rants observations? No, we don't need to harp too much on this.
No, it's not about the game.
Oh.
So I can do it another time
if
you
want
to talk about something
else.
Well, my rant is just, you'll see why it's related to Utah football, but it's how is Ticketmaster still in business? And what I'm going to say is you've all seen the headlines this last week Taylor Swift broke Ticketmaster. Everyone was trying to buy her tickets. I wasn't trying to buy. I'm not trying to buy $1,000 Taylor Swift tickets. But
no way.
We've all had experiences with Ticketmaster. They're horrible.
Was Ticketmaster the only way to get her tickets?
Yes. Oh. Well, unless you now go on the black market
and they're
where
like
they're
95 grand.
Yeah, exactly. Ticketmaster, your only job is to sell tickets, and you are horrible at it. So we've talked about before, I oversaw the Must section for 15 years. Must registration was always a nightmare, but we got it to a point where it worked really smoothly, except for 2 years ago when Utah Athletics signed a contract with Ticketmaster. And the Must broke the internet first. Before Taylor Swift did it, the Must broke the internet. And the crazy thing is every issue that everyone was having when they're trying to buy Taylor Swift tickets, we had those same issues with Must registration. Like, the waiting list doesn't work, you get kicked out, everything. Anyways, Ticketmaster, if you didn't learn your lesson from Must registration, how did you think you were going to do Taylor Swift registration? I just don't get it. Your only job is to sell
tickets.
And they literally can't do it. That's just my rant. I don't know how they're still in business and how they're still the biggest ticket vendor in the country or whatever it is. Every time I see people try and buy tickets on Ticketmaster, it doesn't work. Somebody explain to me how they're still in business because I just don't get it.
And there you have it. The rant of the day. Ticketmaster.
I need like little theme music for...
Oh yeah, we'll get some of that.
For Brain's Rant.
Brain's Rant.
Let's get some background music.
I like it.
Well, let's...
I get it.
Let's talk... We watched the USC-UCLA game. You know, how do you feel about that?
My first observation between the USC-UCLA game was going to that game and having them have Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson on the call, and it's in like super crisp HD, 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 and then we flip over to our game, and we've got Rod, and it's filmed on a potato.
The picture quality was so bad.
The picture quality. I mean, it was incredible. But beyond that, it was an entertaining game. UCLA, you losers had your chance. with your sellout, even though half the stands were still just tarps. Yeah, you had your opportunity, and your boy DTR just choked it away.
Okay, who did you want?
UCLA. Well, see,
it's a weird experience to watch a game where I don't want either team to win.
No, that happens a lot for me.
But I found myself cheering for UCLA mainly because it would have helped us out more.
Yeah.
So, but if you don't care, I mean, that was a very entertaining game, the back and forth. But yeah, UCLA, you choked.
You choked.
You had it.
It wasn't entertaining. You have to.
Oh,
it was an entertaining game versus the Utah-Oregon game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very different
Sadly
games.
Sadly to say it.
Very different games.
It's too bad. But that was, you know, the run and gun type offenses. But yeah, UCLA had their shot. I mean.
But that's what's crazy is UCLA was still in the game. As well as USC played, which they did play well. And Williams played out of his brain, he does like every game. I get it. Okay. I don't like it. I get it. UCLA was still in the game. They still had a shot.
By the way, he's going to win the Heisman Trophy this year.
USC has won, and I don't know off the top of my head how many or what, but they've won a lot of close games. They just win.
They do.
And which is a bummer. But they do. I mean, you know, you look at the stats. Williams had 470 yards and 2 touchdowns. 1 pick. And then DTR had 309 yards and 4 TDs. But he had 3 interceptions.
It
was the 3 picks.
Including the last one on that last drive. The second they got the ball back, I said he's going to throw a pick. I just knew it.
He freaking did.
And he did.
And he was trash talking during the game,
and it didn't sit
well.
Was he man enough to shake their hands after the game? Anybody know that little?
He did get hit in the head pretty good, so I think maybe he was.
Yeah, he was seeing
double on that last throw, but I don't know.
He got hit, so he's just laying there, and his teammate had to, like, pick him up, get up, dude, get up.
I'm surprised they let him keep playing. Actually,
wow. So in that game, Caleb Williams. Just two thoughts. His QBR was 87.3. He had a great game. DTR was 64.9, so 65. His turnovers killed him. And I'll say this. when Dai went down, their number one running back, I was honestly thought that was going to have an effect on their running game, and it didn't at all, dude. The guy, I mean, Austin Jones, he freaking ran for 120 yards himself.
I will say this.
Jeez. Their running game was...
I still think it's going to have an effect. They still have a couple of games left. Oh, yeah. And I foresee, I mean, they play Notre Dame this week, who's starting to pick things up. And then they are in the Pac-12 championship game. I think that loss of Dai is going to play an effect at some point.
Yeah, I guess it'll.
But you're right. That guy stepped in, dude, and tore it up. He played great.
He tore it up, man. He had two TDs, 120 yards. He averaged almost 6 yards a carry.
You know what is? It's so strange to me with USC. We've talked about their defense, and I still maintain I don't. Their defense is not their strength.
The defense is like a.
And
except all the freaking turtles.
That's what I'm saying. And yet they lead, what, the league, the country? I can't remember the stat, but in turnovers.
Turnovers
so
forced.
How does that make sense? Where your defense, they can't stop anybody, but they cause turnovers.
They're super aggressive, maybe, and if they don't get the turnover, it's a major play against them. I don't know.
Yeah,
but you're exactly right. But
whoever they play tends to score a lot of points on them.
They win every game 45-48. Mm-hmm. That's how they win every game.
But they force.
But they win
turnovers.
They win. You spend enough money, you can win. They got a bigger payroll than the LA Rams. Did you know that?
The thing is about what I found out with UCLA.
Fake news.
Is in their running game.
Yeah, what did Charbonnet have?
Charbonnet only carried 19 times, and he had 95 yards. He had an average of 5 yards a carry.
Did he score?
No TDs.
I think that guy is incredible.
My point is, they needed the better running game
to control the
control
clock.
More of the game.
Yeah, they were up 14-0,
and they couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it.
And I don't know, USC, man, putting up points. And I'm with you, Bryn. Yeah, their D's always getting slammed by everybody. But who cares if you're going to pick the ball off all the time?
Yes, yeah. You're going to pick it
or
off
or get
three
a turnover
times a game.
Or whatever. So, yeah, I think
you can do that. If you can be a more aggressive defense, if you know, well, if I get beat on this play, Caleb Williams is going to go out and throw for 440 yards and 5 touchdowns.
They're trying to
steal an extra possession or two, and when they do it, they win. So,
I did see somebody post this on Twitter today. I can't remember who it was, but who do you think could beat them in the Pac-12 championship? So USC is in. That's they locked it in. Who do you think would have the best shot to beat USC in
the
championship?
Thing. Right now, if it's Oregon, Bo Nix is. Who knows what his injury situation is going to be like? And then same with Utah.
Right.
Cam Rising is hurt. So
Washington?
Washington would be an interesting one, but Washington's road is almost impossible. They're not getting in. It's Utah or Oregon, and it's probably Oregon. And I think Oregon could give them a real shot.
Except Oregon has a tough Oregon State game they got to play. So then
win.
Who knows? I don't know. It's an interesting question.
It is. I've thought about
now
the same
thing. We haven't played Washington, but we've watched them. But I don't know. I don't know who could beat them right now.
Is that who you think can beat them, or of the legitimate teams that are going to get in can beat them? Because I don't think
Washington's not getting to the championship game.
That's
they're in that mix for them too.
Is it like ours?
Yeah,
let me pull it up.
But they need Cal to beat UCLA.
Washington would have to win. Oregon State beat Oregon.
Yeah,
and either Cal beat UCLA or both. UCLA beat Cal, Colorado beat... It's like...
They've got a crazy road.
That ain't going to happen.
No. It's Oregon or Utah, and both teams have banged up quarterbacks. Yeah. I think Oregon, in this moment in time, I think Oregon's got a better opportunity to beat USC. I think they've got a very...
I do too.
Their defense played well against us, but statistically, they don't have a great pass defense, which is scary. So, I don't know.
We'll see what happens. It all comes down to this Saturday.
I'll say this. Please.
Friday, Saturday.
Please. If it is you, please. Just beat them.
Oregon?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Something that the entire conference can come together. Cal fans, UCLA. Cal have fans?
Sure. I mean, hey, they beat
UCLA fans,
Stanford.
ANSU fans. We can all come together here and the mutual hatred towards USC, please.
I think it's probably there. The mutual hatred, from everyone. Sorry, I think it probably is.
It is.
Hey, are they going to lose to Notre Dame and then get kicked out of the playoffs? Who knows? That could happen too.
So here's the standings. I think we all know it, but we'll talk conference. 8-1 is USC.
And they're in. They're in. They've locked.
Oregon 7-1. Washington 6-2. Utah 6-2. UCLA 5-3. Oregon State 5-3. Washington State 4-4. And like you said, USC plays Notre Dame, so that doesn't have any effect on conference. No,
so that's why USC is 8-1 and everyone else.
But Oregon,
they've played all their conference
games already.
You already
talked about Oregon State. Yeah. Washington plays Washington State.
That's no gimme, though.
At Washington State.
Yeah.
The Utes play Colorado at Colorado, but come on. And UCLA goes to Cal.
Interesting. And the UCLA-Cal is,
the mental game too,
is on Friday, I believe.
Yeah. And our game, by the way, 2 o'clock at Colorado on the Mountain Network. Is that what it is?
Might as well be. Hey, you know what? The broadcast is probably going to be better than what we saw on ESPN on Saturday. It's on Pac-12 Network, and their cameras are probably going to be better than the F crew we saw from ESPN.
Yeah, F you.
All right, let's go to the questions, and we'll just segue right into this. Rank the top teams. Not necessarily the rankings. I guess you can do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying.
College football teams right now.
Top five.
Oh, you're going to give me
five? In the country or Pac-12?
No, Pac-12. Oh. How you would rank. Not necessarily the record, it might be.
In the Pac-12.
Pac-12. Rank the top five teams as you see them right now.
Okay. Make him go first. He goes first.
He always goes last.
And then that's my freaking question.
You and then bash he
rips
on us.
On us and goes, let me give you the true answer.
Okay. The teams, I'd rank the teams this way. USC is one.
Wrong.
Oregon is two. Washington is three. Utah is four. And UCLA is five. That's my five.
I agree with that. I think I'm...
Can I just add one little caveat?
No.
It's the Oregon-Washington thing.
Go right ahead.
Is that the injury to Nix made me wonder about it. Because I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
And his injury's a factor. And if he's messed up, then I would switch Washington.
And Oregon. So you would have USC, Washington.
Absolutely.
Then Oregon.
Because their QB's lighting it up.
Yeah.
And honestly, Nix is hurt. Yeah.
And
they just
Cam
beat Oregon.
And the way we're playing. But having said that, I still feel like Oregon... Presuming he's going to heal up a better Nix, I'm speaking. I put him at two.
An ankle injury can linger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but seeing the way they played, even with his ankle injury, I would still put him at two. I think I'm pretty much on the same page as you. I hate to put Washington ahead of Utah, but...
After that performance?
Watching how our offense played, I don't know that we're going to flip it around fast enough that it would... put us ahead.
Let me ask you this question.
In that third spot.
Utah head-to-head against Washington right now at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Who are you picking?
Right.
So that's the only thing. Now,
yeah.
But Utah, most teams are a little bit different home and away. Utah's way different home and away. That game on Saturday, I would, if that's at home, I think Utah wins that football game. It wasn't. We lost. Fine. But if...
It's possible.
Okay, a neutral field.
I think that's Washington. You could say that about a lot, almost every team.
A lot of teams, but Utah this year specifically.
Yeah, we all right.
Give us
well
the five.
So my five. I'm just thinking of it very similar. It's USC, Oregon 1 and 2. I'm just trying to think of Washington, Utah head to head.
Yeah.
It depends on where it is. All that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put Utah and then Washington. I think it's super close. I have been very impressed with Washington. I just think Utah's defense. Has hit a stride right now, and they're playing really well.
Okay.
And then...
UCLA. Or somebody else.
Oregon State.
Over UCLA?
Yeah. UCLA has... They peaked after playing us, and it has been a skid ever since. When you lose to Arizona at home, I'm sorry, but it's Oregon State, then UCLA.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, rank the QBs as of this. We've been doing this for 3 weeks in a row. So it's as you see it this week.
Okay.
How would you rank? Excuse me.
Okay.
How would you rank them?
Right now, it's Williams 1 and then Penix 2. I mean, he's playing unbelievable. 3, 4, 5, I don't even freaking know. They're all
hurt. I don't
know.
I feel like it's hard because Williams is 1. You can't dispute that. Bo Nix, I feel like we still don't, we didn't get to see how much the injury is affecting him because of the way they game planned so well. So he's hard. I don't know if you drop him down yet because, hey, he beat us. They only scored 20 points, but.
They won.
And his, I don't know. So I would probably still put him 2nd and then Penix. Rising, DTR. I can't, like, but Rising. He's not what he should be right now.
Nix, Rising, but they're both hurt. DTR is seeing triple right now.
Yeah.
I got.
Where would you put
it? It's Caleb Williams. I have Penix is 2. Now, if Nix wasn't hurt and he was playing full steam just because of his dual threat, I'd have him 2. But,
same.
You know, one of his great strengths is limited. His running ability.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
I still put him 3, and I hate to say this, but after this week, I still put DTR 4 and Rising 5.
Whatever's going on with Rising, man, it's
it was a weak performance.
It was the worst. It was the worst performance I've ever seen Cam have.
So
he missed. I mean, that fourth down throw to Kincaid that you had to have. He put it in the dirt from 6 feet away.
And look, Utah fans, we acknowledge Cam had a bad game. He acknowledges it. We all acknowledge it. But knock it off with the slamming the dude.
It's pathetic.
Took us to the championship and the Rose Bowl last year. So knock it off. He can have a bad game and he's banged up. I agree with you. I think there's a lot more going on than we even realize with maybe there's multiple injuries. I don't know. So knock it off, Utah fans. It pisses me off. There's another rant.
Is the good rant.
God.
And to be tweeting at him directly.
No, that's such BS.
Like, delete it. I saw a couple of people, Cam, C Rising 7, you suck, and I'm just, delete this.
Yeah.
Any
you don't ever
college
tweet
quarterback,
and
any college player.
If you're a fan, what the freak
what
are
you
doing?
I was as frustrated as anybody. I was pissed on Saturday night.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. You had the chance to lock up going to the Pac-12 championship game for what, the 5th time in the last 6 years or whatever the freak it is, and we blew it. I was pissed off, too.
As pissed as you are.
3 points.
He's more pissed than all of you.
But
I guarantee it. So
to be attacking the guy personally and blasting him. Yeah, he had a bad game.
Bull crap.
Okay?
And other players. There
other
were some
players.
Others. I find it just weak.
It was terrible. So knock it off. Okay? I'm with Bryn.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know.
All of them can get the microjack for this week.
Yeah. You get the.
Ooh.
I mean, our players, man, they feel horrible about it.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Right.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you brought. I'm glad you vented.
That was. I don't think she knew that was in there.
I didn't. That wasn't planned.
But
as
I'm reading stuff,
that just came out.
Oh,
yeah, it
pathetic,
pisses me
dude.
Off.
Okay, here's just some other. Here's some random questions. We may have asked this a year or two ago, but I'm curious to see what you say and what other people think. But so the NFL has the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
Would you want to have the 2-minute warning in college ball?
No, I'm good without it.
Sure. Gives you an extra stoppage.
But it also gives your opponent an extra stoppage if they're driving on you.
I don't like 2-minute warning.
It's
unnecessary. I think you should be out.
It doesn't make sense. Like, just randomly.
Just keep playing.
2 minutes.
What? The thing that's weird, too, is NFL. Well, and college has done this too. They've tried to switch some rules to make the games go faster. So why not get rid of 2-minute warning? That's one of the ones that stops the game.
What's the purpose of a 2-minute warning?
I don't know.
Stupid. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
So it's and then what about in college ball? Stop the clock on first downs. Why?
I'm so used to it at this point because it gives the refs an opportunity to get up and spot it. But I say get rid of it. There's really no purpose.
Yeah, I
let
find
the
it
game
dumb.
Roll.
Let it roll. That just makes the teams be more efficient.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It makes teams go out of bounds rather than right down the middle.
And get rid of
yeah.
first down.
Let the clock go.
Let it roll, baby. then you have to manage your timeouts better.
Yeah.
I've got.
I like college ball so much better, though. Why
are you done? Or you have one more?
You're siding on the NFL all the time.
Well, no, that's. Here's a question, and I'd be interested in what people think about this, too, is celebrating. Okay? I'm not talking about winning the game or a massive play that has a big impact on the game or something like that. I'm talking about a guy that tackles someone for, someone runs for 4 yards, you tackle him, he gets up and acts like he just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're all familiar with a certain team.
Okay, or you make, you are a corner, they throw the ball, you knock it down, which is your job, and you get up and act all hard and celebrate. Does that not bother you? Or not? I mean, are you okay with that stuff or what? Where's the limit for you?
I think it's lame. For me, the worst is NFL, the touchdown celebrations where they all come and like do the,
gather
like,
in the end zone
dance, or like it's this choreographed thing. That's stupid. Come on, you're getting paid millions of dollars a year to score a touchdown. That's your job. You don't need to act like a high schooler. James, don't disagree with me.
I don't mind the celebrating when you score a touchdown, or the new thing in the NFL is you pick it off and then the whole defense runs. I don't mind that. I'm with you, though. A guy, I saw one the other day. It was a punt return. The punt return was like 15 yards, and the guy hit him. It was a fine hit. He got up, and you would have thought.
Well, it was the Stanford dude against us.
Yeah, that happened too. And you're just like, dude, chill. Like,
you're supposed to be doing
you're
that.
You're supposed to hit the guy. You get up. You want to say a word or two to him, fine. Yeah. And then go over to the sideline.
It's not the Super Bowl.
My favorite, though, is still ball will be overthrown by like 10 yards over a receiver's head, and the corner's all.
Like you did anything.
And you're like, dude, he just missed
it. Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's stuff like that.
It was the old Sean Smith. He always was doing that. And you're like, dude, he missed the
you
receiver.
You had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I'm an old geezer, so some
get
of this stuff.
Lawn.
Some of this stuff is just, honestly, for me.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm old.
You are old.
No.
Is that it?
The guy, the most impact for me is when some dude, I don't care if you're a receiver, running back, QB, fullback, I don't care. They score a touchdown, no celebration.
They do the old Marvin Harrison.
They just freaking put it down and walk off like, yeah, I should be here. This is where I am supposed to be. I don't have to celebrate because it's my place. That's what I dig.
You know, if I'm making $40 million a year,
that's
I'm
how
probably
I act.
Be pretty dang cocky too, though. So,
one more.
That's how you act?
That's how I would, man. I would like...
Given the opportunity.
I had the opportunity to. I'd roll in there, drop the ball, just walk off. Like, yeah.
I'm supposed to be here.
If I scored a touchdown.
This is my home.
If I scored a touchdown in the NFL, I would strip butt naked and run around celebrating.
I believe I'm that. Telling,
if I scored a touchdown in the National Football League against some of those behemoths chasing you, I would never stop celebrating. I was watching a game yesterday.
The Raiders could have done that. He should have done that yesterday.
There was a running back on one of the games I was watching yesterday. Biggest human I've ever seen in my life. And I'm going, he's a running back. But the people tackling him are bigger than he. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, the guy's sitting there, his arms are like.
His arms are this big.
I'm going, is that a linebacker? No, is it a freaking running back? And some guy would grab him and throw him down.
Go, you're down.
Hey, maybe they'd get more viewers if the players just stripped down naked after a
I
touchdown.
I would watch, I'll tell you that much.
Maybe I'd start watching the NFL a little more.
Okay, just one last quick
only
one.
Only certain players.
Are you interested in World Cup?
Yeah, I watched it today.
I watched it today. I mean, I was at work, so I definitely watched it.
You didn't watch USA?
Choke
I mean, we suck,
Wells.
But you didn't watch USA?
I watched some of it. Are you interested? Do you like it?
They choked.
I like it.
Yeah, I like World Cup.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Gary, it only happens once every 4 years.
I've got
the Olympics.
I've got beef with the World Cup. The flopping drives me absolutely insane.
Well, yes.
Like, I mean,
what I'm talking about.
75 people have cramps.
That's not just World Cup, though.
That's
soccer.
That's soccer.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
I enjoy it. I enjoy turning it on. The best players in the world.
They got some of the best haircuts in the world.
Oh, yes. My gosh, yeah. The one dude that's like, it's like a tennis ball and it has a little in-cut on his head. It was nice.
Okay, Mr. Smooth is playing.
Mr. Smooth.
Nobody knows that reference. They don't know who you're talking
Ronaldo.
About.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ronaldo is
not a
Mr.
Hair
Smooth.
On that man from the eyebrows down.
It's perfect. Now, everyone out there, you go look. I promise you.
We should post that picture of him on
we
our,
call him
on our social media.
We're going to post it.
I'm going to do it right now, but no content.
Ronaldo.
There's just going to be a picture of Cristiano
Mr.
Ronaldo.
Mr. Smooth. When you look at him carefully, he has no freaking hair anywhere.
Here's the problem.
It's like glass.
This picture I'm about to post of Ronaldo is just on my phone, by the way. I'm not having to Google it. It's just here.
He just has it saved because it's that good.
Okay.
There it is.
They both sent this to me at separate times, just randomly. Right. I got a picture of Ronaldo all of a sudden from both of them.
And she hasn't taken it off her
no,
phone.
No, it's on my phone, too.
Good grief. That is a specimen.
Okay.
I can't believe you don't watch World Cup.
He watched it.
I tried to watch it.
What game did you
watch? I watched the U.S. But these guys would be tapped. They flop to the ground.
I know.
They act like the freaking leg just got blown off by a landmine. They drag him off to the side, and as soon as the play starts over, the dude runs back on the field like nothing happened. And I'm just going, okay, I can't handle this.
While I was watching the World Cup with coworkers, we're talking about that, and I'm pulling up hockey highlights of guys blocking shots, breaking their leg, getting up to block more shots, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay, I've got a would
you
rather.
You got a question?
It's
I got a question. And Gary, there is no... Neither of them. Okay.
Oh, there is. No. I want it to be.
No. Because I'm looking at the standings right here. I've got the top 25. Now the college football playoff standing comes out tomorrow. Based off of these standings, there still is a possibility of Alabama making the top four. I'm looking at it, and there's teams that have to play each other. Certain teams lose. Alabama could still make the playoffs. So here's my question to you. Alabama or USC in the college football playoffs? Who are you taking?
Oh, USC.
USC.
Boom, off.
Okay.
I didn't even have to think about it.
And here's what I'll say.
I just wanted to make
and
sure.
And y'all know my hatred for USC.
Okay. I'm with you, 100%.
USC.
Let's extend this
because they're
going to
get beat by 38 points at Georgia.
Is USC's going to... I'll say this. After watching the games on Saturday, the top four. So Georgia had a tough time. In their game, what was their final score? 16-6 to Kentucky, yeah. Who's been tanking it lately.
They have not looked good.
Ohio State had some trouble with Maryland.
It was close.
It was closer than that score.
For like the second week in a row, the score does not show how close it was in the last minute. They had a pick six in the last like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Michigan. It was a 3-point game.
Michigan, they won by...
Go Blue.
Two. Of course, they had injuries. I'll give them all that, whatever. But they should have lost.
They should have lost.
And then
Illinois.
Last
TCU.
Second field goal. Oh, TCU.
Okay, Baylor.
Baylor, you choked.
They suck. That quarterback sucks.
They got Grimes as their offensive coordinator. I know, so but tell you everything you need to know.
Watching the game, they had the lead. There's only like 2 minutes or something left. It's third down. The quarterback is running. If he just drives forward, takes the hit, he gets the first down.
Yeah.
He slides.
Yeah. It was horrible, but.
A man.
I know that TCU won and it all worked out, but that was horrible clock management at the end.
To spike it on second down.
Man.
They spike it and then they run the ball on third down. So the kicker's running out there.
He drilled it.
But here was my point.
Okay,
here's what I'm saying, and it's hard for me to say this. Now, I know there's games to happen.
A lot.
Well, my view is USC.
Plus conference games.
USC. Deserves to be in the top four as much as at least the top three.
Okay,
the other three.
I will agree.
Over TCU, yes, I think they should be there. Over Michigan, they should be there.
Okay. Mm. I disagree with TCU. TCU
no, man.
Is undefeated. Look at their schedule.
I looked at it.
They have the highest strength of schedule in college football right now.
Yeah, but they most of the games they played, they've had like the second string quarterback.
They've won. Well,
I'm just saying.
USC's won.
When I watch these teams play.
Everyone but us.
When I watch. Yeah. Boom. I'm just saying. Sometimes when you think of the top four teams, that there's this gap.
Right.
And they're way above everybody. But as
I'm instance, looking
Tennessee,
all the way down.
Tennessee was number one a couple of weeks ago.
Now their quarterback's out for the year. So
they
just sucks.
They're getting blown out by South Carolina.
Well, especially
if
USC beats Notre Dame, USC wins Pac-12, absolutely they should be in there because
and they will
those
be.
Are tough games.
Freaking, if they do it, they need to be there.
They will be right. Because Michigan and Ohio State play each other.
Yeah,
so they'll be
out. It better not be LSU.
LSU has to play Georgia in the SEC championship game, and I think Georgia will beat them. But if not, it would be Georgia and LSU. Georgia could lose in the championship game and still be in. So they'd have those two
spots.
See,
that would suck. No way, man.
That's 100%. You think they're going to punish Georgia, the reigning national champion, and then losing an SEC championship to LSU? They would definitely be like fourth.
So, yeah. So then USC would get screwed.
Then you got two spots, and you're looking at Ohio State or Michigan. And then what do? TCU, if they went out, or USC.
They have to win their championship.
Right.
You're right, though. There's a lot of games yet to happen, and we all get that. Someone's going to lose something they shouldn't.
Right.
But USC deserves to be there, absolutely.
If USC wins out.
They're as good as these other teams.
Yeah, they are.
Especially offensively.
I can't, it's like, but I will admit that, yes.
Especially offensively. If they can get in, they can put up points.
I think they're D, and I don't know. In years past, there's been some teams there that you just go, they're going to dominate. And I know Brendan. I'm sure I'll get an epistle from Brendan thinking we're full of crap saying this. And he'll have all the reasons why USC has scoring all the points because the Pac-12 doesn't have great secondaries, all that kind of stuff. Well, disagreement. They just putting up points. I think they deserve as much as these other teams.
I do feel bad. I mean, Tennessee, you blew it, but I feel bad for Hendon Hooker. I mean, yeah. That's
terrible.
ACL that's gone. A horrible way to go out on. He had a great season, but I mean, they were losing before he even went out, yeah. So they had choked it away. But we'll see what happens. It's an interesting weekend.
Okay, before comments on comments, the game is this week.
Our Michigan Buckeyes!
Or Ohio State. Not who you're cheering for.
Who I think's going to win.
Who wins?
Buckeyes.
Where is it being played, by the way? Do you know?
Buckeyes are going to win this one. I think it's at Ohio State.
I can't remember where. No, because I think they played in Columbus last year.
No, it's at Ohio State.
It's at Ohio State. It was freezing cold.
It was like,
oh, you're right. You're right. You're
snowing,
right. Snowing,
right. Raining at Michigan last year.
Michigan won last year. Ohio State. For sure, if it's in Columbus, then yeah. I think Ohio State.
That's who I give the edge to.
Yeah.
I think Michigan gets them again. They beat them last year. I don't know what the weather situation is going
to be. The running back needs to be back, though.
He is back.
Is he?
Yeah,
he got back into the game.
Yeah, but he only ran one time in the second half.
I know.
Yeah, so you don't know about him.
I don't know about him.
But Ohio State's had injured player. I mean, they've been without their receiver the whole game, or the whole season.
You're choosing Michigan?
Yeah. And look, Ben Goats.
Give him hell, Ben.
I'm not a Michigan fan.
Yes, he is.
No, I'm not. I don't.
Michigan.
I could care.
Less Michigan
about Michigan.
Ben told us that they X out all the M's all over campus.
Michigan,
dumb.
Was that an Urban Meyer thing?
Yes.
I want to. Yeah, that sounds like an Urban Meyer thing.
Someone will correct us on it.
Here's the thing: I couldn't care less about Michigan. Yeah, I lived in Michigan, but I don't want a single Michigan paraphernalia thing whatsoever. I think they're gonna beat them.
That game's Saturday. It's like at one.
No, it's at
East or one Mountain.
You would prefer though Michigan, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would prefer Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're
that's
going
on the record.
I'm not going to butt kiss the Buckeyes like these two have.
No, I think they're going to win.
Oh, hey, Bryn, by the way, Michigan does the stickers too.
I've said this
also
before.
Also ugly.
I know, I've said this before.
And Stanford.
There's a lot of other schools that do it.
Stanford
but
has one guy.
They
has
put
one
a
sticker.
Diploma. Little diplomas all the way up there.
Ohio State is like the original.
A DNA thing.
That would be awesome.
They might not even be the
they
original.
They should do that.
Someone will correct me, but
the double helix, little double helix is all up their helmet.
That's awesome.
I don't like it.
Did you get that, Stanford?
Stanford. They don't listen to this.
They're
podcast.
They're not listening to this.
This is way below that.
No kidding.
That's true. Come down though. Be a part of the.
No, it's at 10 a.m. It's the noon kickoff. It's noon Eastern. 10 a.m.
Well, know what I'm doing Saturday?
I'm gonna be having pumpkin pie at 10 a.m. and watching Michigan beat Ohio State.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here we go. Comments on comments. From Larry Perilla. You have a cute channel.
Okay.
That all says.
Thank you. It is
that rather.
Nice?
It's very darling channel. Thank you very much.
I don't think that's a compliment.
It's not.
Hit subscribe, Larry.
This is from, oh, I cut off. I don't know if it's, I have it M. Williams, so I don't know if it's Tim or Jim Williams.
Oh.
Sorry.
Maybe it's with an M. It's Mim Williams. So you exit out. It's M. Williams.
I've been covering college football for over 40 years, and I enjoy your show. You guys.
We're so cute.
You guys are what college sports is all about.
Oh.
Passion for your school.
Uneducated passion.
And fun. Yes. Speaking of himself, directed the Big Ten, SEC, Game of the Week, and 350 games from the other conferences. He's retired.
This
dude's legit.
I agree. Utah, Oregon, and USC, UCLA are the most compelling games last week and deserve better time slots. Right on, brother. Thanks for the comments.
The UCLA-USC game was fine, but our game time slot was a garbage joke.
Such garbage.
8:30.
It's awful.
All right, here's a kiss-up, though.
This is by
Rebecca N.
Okay.
Your passion for Utah football, combined with your charisma, wit, and reason.
And beauty.
Makes this my favorite college football podcast. Gary and James are all right, too. Go Utes. That's such kiss-up.
Thank you, Rebecca. You know,
you know what, Rebecca?
Us ladies have to stay together.
I was winking at you earlier, and I take it back.
Good
I take
grief.
Back my wink.
Give me more. I want to hear more.
To the other people that comment about Bryn, take it. Just chill. All right, take it down. Just.
Hey, they can say whatever they want.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. I take that back.
Do we have to?
Hold on. Go back.
You didn't hear that.
But you can give me some compliments. I want some love.
This is from Flush Jackson.
Great name.
He's an Oregon guy.
UW, that's Washington, scorched our secondary.
Which is what I thought we were
going to do. And we made some timely mistakes.
Yeah.
We were in a position to win and just faltered. We had some injuries at critical junctures, which is true, that made life difficult. We'll see who will be available for Utah. Hats off to the Fuskies. They were a nightmare matchup for all of our weaknesses with zero pass rush, terrible coverage, poor linebacker. East-West speed and coverage. See, I quote that because he's saying that about Oregon, and that's what I thought we were going to be able to exploit.
Yeah. Same.
He's talking about how Washington beat them, and we didn't,
and we
didn't do
didn't
any
do
of those
anything.
Things. Yeah, it was frustrating.
That's that. So that's what's frustrating to me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thanks, Flush. John Greenow. Full disclosure, I'm a Duck fan, but you guys are definitely Ute fans, but are very fair and balanced when it comes to the competition. Love you.
Love you too, buddy.
Love you so much.
We try.
We love you so much. Steven Sorrell. Cyril.
I don't know. He follows us.
I apologize for that.
You'll have to let us know how you pronounce it.
I think the light flickering thing is gimmicky. And annoying.
Oh.
That's like a little kid playing with a light switch. And
it is.
You know what? It's not just UCLA.
USC does it too.
There's a lot of schools.
But there's other schools.
Everyone's
and you know what? They're right. It's stupid.
I like it.
I think it's dumb.
I like it.
It does look like a little kid going.
It does, though, now that you say that.
Hey, do you remember in like elementary school when they would, if someone would actually turn the lights off in the gym and turn them right back on, they'd like re-warm up and it would take like 40 minutes?
Yeah. That's how Rice Eccles lights are. That's why we can't do the flickering. Because if you turn them off, it takes
2 hours.
2 hours to warm them back up.
This is from Mr. What the?
Put your glasses on.
Okay, you Mr. What? Delasic?
Flask?
Delasic.
Delask. Mr. Delask. And I'll just say, right, he's a USC fan, so.
Boo.
And hell yes, we're going to use the NIL to get players in.
Hey.
I'm all right, you know.
You know what? You got it. You do it, I guess.
Just like the Dodgers. So hate all you want.
I do.
Because we're laughing all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Sincerely, and this is the part, maybe we'll have to use this. Sincerely, the University of Spoiled Children.
Oh, yeah. That's common.
Yeah, that's their.
That's not new.
That's their nickname.
Way to embrace
Why would
it,
you take that as your nickname?
Why would you embrace that?
I don't think they love
don't embrace it.
Why, well, then why would you say it of yourself?
I don't know, maybe.
Because we make fun of him. And
he
so,
can laugh at himself. Way to
well,
go.
Well, good for you, Mr. Delasic.
I don't know how you say that.
Oh, and in conclusion.
Is this the butt kiss?
This is from James Thomas.
Butt kiss of the week, Thomas.
He knew what he was
doing.
The,
is that Thomas? Nah.
He knew what he was doing.
This is from Thomas Ortho himself.
I applaud
Mr.
you,
James
sir.
James Thomas, this is highbrow literature
if you,
right
if
here.
If you go see him, he's got a little brown on his nose. You Now you know why. It's from this comment. Love you, buddy.
This podcast is legit. Bryn and James are pretty good. There's your compliment.
Yeah, there's my one.
But they can't hold a candle to Gary's intelligence.
Oh, my gosh.
Quick wit, expertise, and extensive football knowledge.
His whole head might be brown.
I'm surprised he hasn't gotten picked up yet by ESPN, CBS Sports, or Fox. I guess it is only a matter of time. Keep up the good work, Gary. Well, I shall, and I'll continue to grace everyone.
Hey, you could do better than Rod Gilmore.
No kidding. Replace Rod Gilmore.
Hey, man. Put us up in the booth.
That would be entertaining.
Put us in the booth. We would have the best.
I'd have no
color
idea.
Commentary.
People's names or anything, but it would be
But
fun.
We would give the truth.
Hey, I would do more research than the freaking ESPN dudes did. That's they don't true. Even know how to say valet.
Valet.
Valet. Call.
Are you gonna frame that comment that he...
Anyway, thanks, everybody.
Stitch it on a pillow for
it's
Christmas.
It's been a disappointing... weekend, no doubt about it. We had greater hopes, but it is what it is.
Smile.
I'm still proud of our team. I'm still proud of our players.
It's been
the commitment, the ups and downs. It's been rough.
Look, never become the fan base that is pissed off about 9-3.
No kidding.
Look, I know it's not the championship game. It's not the Rose Bowl. It's not the playoff. I understand all of that. Those were very lofty, high expectations that were put on this team. 9-3 every single year. Don't become that fan base. Enjoy it. Okay? We're very spoiled here. We are spoiled children.
The different ones.
The good ones.
I'm just saying, congrats to the guys. I mean, it's had some challenges this year.
It's not over, too.
It's not over. We've got work to do, and who knows? So
say on Thanksgiving, when you say your prayers, pray that
whatever
Oregon State wins.
So Utah fans, whatever your religion or non-religion,
pray for Cam.
Even if you have seven auras around you.
Prayers for Cam.
Whatever you do, let's pray that these four things happen this weekend and we can get in there.
Utah wins. Oregon State, that's the big one. Washington wins. And UCLA. Let it be said.
Let it be done. Let it be so. Or
leave
whatever.
Your score prediction.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. We
hopefully we'll get a winner this week.
I think I said 76-6.
Oh, yeah. We didn't
that's
even
my prediction.
Do ours.
It's 41-21.
You think they're going to score 21?
21.
41-21. I'm saying it.
56-7.
Yeah, that's way more like it.
All right.
Here we go.
And there we have it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
96-0.
Give thanks, Ute fans. Give thanks.
Happy birthday, Kyle. We have Saints. Whittingham's birthday.
Sorry, Whit.
Shame on you. Let's call him. I got him on speed dial.
And Ty Jordan's birthday.
It's
I didn't
Ty's
know that
birthday.
They shared a birthday. So happy birthday.
Keep the faith.
Go you.
Keep the faith.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.